Brothers and sisters, alleluia, the Lord is risen. The holy light overcomes the darkness. During these days of the Easter season, we celebrate Christ's victory over death and salvation for humankind. Thank you for your continued support of the televised Mass. I pray that the hope of Christ's resurrection and his generous love and mercy bring you peace and joy this Easter season.
Saves me, I shall trust and never fear, for the Lord defends and shields me, and his saving help is near. So rejoice as you draw water from salvation's healing spring. In the day of your the Lord his mercy sing.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you for joining us for this fourth Sunday of Easter. Today the Church celebrates the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And today as our cantor we have the Vocations Director from St. John's Abbey. In our diocese here in St. Cloud, we can rejoice. We have not only the creative and hardworking diocesan clergy, but we also have the Poor Clare sisters in Sauk Rapids, the Franciscan sisters in Little Falls, the Crozier fathers and brothers in Onamia, the Benedictine sisters in St. Joseph, and the Benedictine monks of St. John's Abbey in Collegeville. Might we give thanks for the many vocations that God has given all of us and be reminded to pray for those who listen to God's call. Let us be mindful of Christ the Good Shepherd, offering mercy and forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you gather your flock scattered throughout the world. Lord of mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you lead us to springs of life-giving water. Christ of mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, we hear your voice and strive to obey your call of love. Lord of mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory.
Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father,
Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son,
Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us.
For you alone are the Holy One,
you alone are the Lord,
you alone are the Most High,
Jesus Christ,
with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joy of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Holy Easter season, I have been thinking about the Christian minority in Palestine, a minority group that has been suffering along with their Muslim brothers and sisters the effects of war since early October. How do they see the joy of this Easter season, of the Paschal mystery, of the gift of the resurrection, as they look and see famine and death and war? I recently read a story about a young man named Abu Dawood. He's an 18-year-old who some 7 months ago left his home and has been staying in a Latin church in Gaza City, a church called the Holy Family. Abu, this young man, is very interested in his discernment towards the priesthood. In the midst of war, death, and famine, he is seeking a way to further serve his church, a way of caring for the flock, of being attentive to the needs of those people God has brought into his life. As I read the readings for this Sunday of Easter, I considered how this young man, Abu, is experiencing Christ, the Good Shepherd. In many ways, I imagine he has not lost sight of the Jesus, of the one who laid down his life for his sheep, so that all may have life. We hear in our gospel today that Jesus chooses not to run away from the people who are suffering. Christ chooses today not to run away from those suffering in Palestine. And while our struggles may be different, Jesus chooses not to run away from the difficulties each of us faces. Christ, the good shepherd, walks with his sheep, knows his sheep, and gives his life for the sheep. Abu Dawood, in the article, states the following: "My Lord Jesus Christ always provides me with hope. He is the source of hope in my life. I stand as a sign of hope, enduring the challenges and difficulties and pain during this perilous time of war." He continues, "We ask God for peace, the same peace spread throughout the world at the time of Jesus' resurrection. My fervent prayers are dedicated to justice and the establishment of lasting peace in the Holy Land." My friends, whatever struggles you might be facing this day, we can stand with Abu and trust that Christ, the Good Shepherd, is walking with us, gives us hope in the midst of the challenges of this world, and lays down his life for each of us. As we pray this Sunday for vocations, might we also pray that each of us is able to listen to God's call to be a people of hope, of peace, and justice, a flock ready to embrace the outpouring of Christ the Good Shepherd's love for each of us. May God bless us this Easter season. My brothers and sisters, with all the church, let us now profess our faith and trust in God.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Confident that Christ the Good Shepherd knows the needs of his sheep, let us now offer our prayers and petitions for the world.
For the church throughout the world, that when faced with persecution, she still offer the message of hope through salvation in Christ, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community of faith, that we turn to the Good Shepherd for direction and sustenance as we continue to live as God's church, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the children of God who have died, that they may be like God and see God as God truly is, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we give you thanks for hearing these, our prayers, and we offer them through your Son, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all God's holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us, even pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving you thanks, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Patrick our Bishop, the clergy, nuns, sisters, monks, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Benedict and Saint Scholastica, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. Amen.
Satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. As when the shepherd calls his sheep, they know and when heed his voice. So when you call your family, Lord, we follow and rejoice.
by the hungry heart, with gift of finest wheat. Come give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat.
Let us pray. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures this sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Again, thank you for your prayers for vocations to the many religious communities that serve our diocese and our church. In many ways, we invite you to be thankful for these young men and women who are willing to share of themselves and seek God through religious life. Thank you for your prayers. Let us bow our heads and ask for God's blessing. May God, who by the resurrection of his only begotten Son, was pleased to confer on you the gift of redemption and of adoption, give you gladness by his blessing.
Amen.
May he whose redeeming work you have received the gift of everlasting freedom, make you heirs of an eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And may you who have already risen with Christ in baptism through faith, by living in a right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Before I send us away, I must also give thanks and gratitude for Sister Jean, who serves our diocese as the Director of Worship and Liturgy. Let us give Sister Jean a round of applause. Our Mass is ended. Let us go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
O Christ, the great foundation on which your people stand, to preach your true salvation in every